After the discovery of the New World in 1492, colonial expansion began. Almost as quickly as colonies appeared came conflict between them. Of the countries that developed colonies in the 16th century, Portugal, Spain, France, and Britain, perhaps the biggest struggle was between Spain and Britain. Spain may have been the first to establish a colony in Central America, but Britain was able to gain from the Spanish colony through the enlisting of pirates. Sir Francis Drake created an identity through this dispute with a little help, indirectly, from a small, modest hatchet. This hatchet is made of two parts, the handle, made of wood, and the blade, made of stone. Produced between the 17th and 18th century, this weapon was used in hand-to-hand combat. The length of the handle is about 17 inches. The blade is about 2.5 inches by 3.5 inches, about the size of a standard men's wallet. With these dimensions, the weapon is by no means intimidating. Yet, the hatchet would have been lethal just the same. As history shows, Spain developed vast colonies in the New World. The colony of New Spain stretched from Mexico to South America, encompassing all of Central America. With an immense quantity of newfound land, Spain was spread thin, allowing the resources of its colonies to be victimized by competition. Among the methods for gaining wealth from the Spanish, Britain's most effective technique was piracy. Perhaps the most well-known British pirate was Sir Francis Drake, who commandeered tons upon tons of Spanish gold and silver derived from mines in the New World. But relatively few books mention the Mosquito people, who made the jobs of pirates, like Drake's, much, much easier. In the Treaty of Madrid in 1670, Spain recognized Britain's colonial presence in Jamaica and nearby islands. However, the eastern coast of Nicaragua and Honduras remained disputed. Home to the native mosquito population, this region became known as the Mosquito Coast. Dotted by small settlements and villages, the Mosquito Coast was never prime real estate as a colony. The land was primarily a swamp as it was the lowest region in the area and was subject to heavy rainfall. Also, the Mosquito Coast was the land where the rivers met the Atlantic Ocean. This combination created a poor choice to develop a colony. However, this was the perfect staging location for pirates. While relations between the Mosquito and Spanish were tense since their first meeting in the early 16th century, fighting did not occur until nearly 100 years later with the encouragement of Britain. The British understood cruel Spanish treatment of the indigenous peoples. Ironically, Britain would practice the same cruel treatment of Native Americans decades later in North America, contributing to the start of the Seven Years' War. In New Spain, Spaniards had either exterminated populations through disease or conquest, or enslaved them to work in mines and plantations. Instead of subjugating the Mosquito, the British hired the natives to work as navigators and buccaneers to fight alongside British pirates. Sir Francis Drake and others would stage raids on Spanish settlements and plantations, using settlements on the Mosquito Coast as hideouts. Drake could attack and retreat to locations invisible to all non-Mosquito people. The Spanish had little chance of retaliation, as navigation of the marshy coast was nearly impossible without the aid of the inhabitants. The hatchet then becomes the epitome of the warfare and the Mosquito people. Quick, agile, underestimated, but effective. At the beginning of the 1700s, the British Mosquito Alliance started as small raids on cocoa plantations during the harvest. By the 1720s, it was reported that the Mosquito King was able to muster a force of 500 Indians in a fleet of canoes. It was even reported that the Mosquito King sent troops to Jamaica in order to stop a slave revolt in the British colony. It is here, most likely, that Sir Hans Sloane, founder of the British Museum where the hatchet now resides, crossed paths with the Mosquito people and their weaponry. Working as a physician, Sir Hans Sloane voyaged to Jamaica to conduct research, cataloging new species of plants over his 15-month visit. Since Britain had heavy interests in both Jamaica and the Mosquito Coast, close ties would have made mosquito culture and products not uncommon for Sloane to discover. With this in mind, it is highly possible that this is where Sloane gained possession of this hatchet. As part of Sloane's personal collection, this hatchet was one of the first artifacts to establish the British Museum. As for the Mosquito people, they would continue with British-aided raids on the Spanish until the mid-1800s, when Nicaragua would fight for its independence. Fortunately, the use of hatchets such as these would be replaced by British firearms to better contend with Spanish weapons. However, this weapon is a permanent reminder of long-lasting conflict around the Mosquito Coast.